Welcome to Here to Speak, the podcast where conversations connect communication, learning, and growth. I'm Megan Kraft, your host for today's episode. This podcast is brought to you by Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing, rooted in care and focused on your independence. Whether you're a parent, a professional, or just curious about speech, language, and hearing, you're in the right place. So let's jump in. Today's episode is focused around Gestalt language processors. And before we jump in, I'd like to give a shout out to Meaningful Speech. All the information that is shared today is information that I learned through her course. So if you're interested in any of the information given, make sure to check out Meaningful Speech and learn more through her amazing course. All right. I am GLP trained or NLA trained, which means I took the course, as mentioned before, by Meaningful Speech, and I finished the videos, I read through the notes, and I completed the test. And her course just provided information on Gestalt, which we'll get into what that means. So while taking the course, I've noticed there's some common questions about Gestalt processing versus analytical processing. So let's get started. What is Gestalt language processing and how is it different from typical language development? Back in graduate school, a lot of the courses we took provided information just on one type of language development. But many years later, we've now discovered that there are actually two types of language development. One would be the analytical, which is what we call like word babies. These are kids who learn development by single words, chunking the words together, and then slowly making longer phrases and then into sentences. The other typical language development would be Gestalt language processes. And this is what we call intonation babies. And they chunk or script phrases. And as they go through their development, you're teaching them to go from a phrase all the way down to a single word. So when looking at both, one starts at words and the other one starts at phrases, but we're still looking at language in a natural way, and they're both typical. All right, so moving into the next question, how can a parent tell if their toddler is a Gestalt language processor? The big key component here that's different than analytical language development would be the scripting, the echolalic, and your toddler will be copying like the intonation of something. So like when you say, all right, see you later, they might not always say, all right, see you later, but they're going, all right, see you later. So you can hear the intonation and the purposefulness within their phrase. They've caught onto your intonation, but they're not exactly picking up on the words. So that's a big key component. The echolalic, so you say something and then they say it back, or if you say something and then maybe 3 minutes, 3 days, or a week later, they imitate it back to you. Or a lot of toddlers will pull scripts from their favorite TV shows. So if you have a toddler that is really into a few TV shows and you're having a conversation with them and they start saying things from the TV shows, that's a big key component you can pick up on too for Gestalt. So the things I like to look for are imitating intonation, the echolalia, and then pulling scripts from TV shows. So echolalia was something that was mentioned in the previous question. And so moving into the next one, is echolalia a bad thing or is it part of normal development? Echolalia is part of normal development. It all depends on your child and how they are developing language. So as mentioned previously, there are two types of language development. So if your child is a Gestalt processor, you are going to see and hear the echolalia. So it's not something to be alarmed about. It's something that you can bring to professionals or to your speech path, to your doctor, say, hey, I think this is what I'm noticing. And then it'll kind of help move forward possibly in how therapy might look. So it's definitely a key component to watch and identify. So echolalia is not a bad thing. The next one, what does the language journey look like for a Gestalt language processor? So Gestalt language processors, they are the intonation babies, and you are looking at where they're gathering their phrases, where they're gathering their intonation, and you are building the environment around that. So a lot of the kids I work with, their favorite thing is it's a, and then you label. So like, it's a sun, it's a sheep, it's a dog, it's an apple. And so you tailor your activities towards a lot of their phrases that they already have in context. And whether they're using it in a purposeful way or they're just learning how to put it in context, you would make your activities fit the scripts that they have as they go through the stages, but we'll get to that later. The first few stages are just the kid making and creating their own phrases in context. So that would be the first part of their journey. You're building their language to have enough phrases. And then as they have enough language through the phrases or sentences, then you can later target grammar. Grammar is not something you focus on with Gestalt processors. That's something that comes later on in development. So just make sure we're building their phrases, their sentences, and making them functional in their daily activity. For the next one, how can parents support their Gestalt toddler at home? You would be doing the same thing that any other parent that I would recommend would be: model for your kid, interact with your kid, give them a lot of verbal language, especially if you hear them in phrases, provide those phrases back. So like if you're eating, ooh, I'm hungry, let's try this. Ooh, that's tasty, I like that. Just giving them simple phrases that they can use in context multiple times throughout like one activity. And try and use a little bit of various ones with different activities just to help expand their language. And then for the next one, should I correct my child's scripts or encourage them to say new things? For a Gestalt processor, you are not focusing on the grammar. You're just looking and listening for the scripts that they're utilizing within conversation. So you wouldn't want to correct their scripts. Some kids pick up one script and then start pairing another script together, which shows that they're traveling through the stages. So that's a plus. If your child has been identified as a Gestalt language processor, I would hope they're probably in therapy or you've had the conversation with a speech therapist who can help you with the carryover of the stages at home and how to target them specifically. But I would recommend not correcting them, just kind of using them and placing them in context to make them more successful. And yes, you can encourage them to say new things, but they might not always pick up on them immediately. Again, echolalia, it could be immediate or it could be delayed. And each kid is different on how delayed the echolalia is. A lot of kids hear things and then the next day will say it, or it may be a few days, few weeks, or a few months down the road. And it's really cool to see a parent be like, oh yeah, I think I said that. And then like they picked it up. And so you start to see where they pick up their scripts and you start to learn how to add into those. Let's see. What role does an SLP play in helping Gestalt language processors? If you are just now starting your journey, you can look for a local speech pathologist. Meaningful Speech has a website and it shows all of us that have been certified within her course. It is a place where you can find one of us across the entire nation. So depending on where you're listening to this, you can look up the state and see if there's any Gestalt language processors who are certified in the program and they can help you and your child through the process. If you are the first time seeing a speech pathologist and this is the first time you're hearing this, just know that you're in the right place because that speech pathologist can help support you and move you through this journey and help show you that this is a typical development and it's just a different, something maybe new or different than you might not be used to. However, it is typical and it's something that your kid can still learn language. It just is a little bit different until you kind of understand how they're processing and taking in language. And then the speech path is always there for any of your questions or concerns. and to help support if you feel uncomfortable or if you're kind of not sure how to go about modeling with your kid at home. Please ask those questions, and the SLP knows your kid and can provide you those specific scripts or different phrases that your kid enjoys to use in therapy that you can cross over and carry over to home. All right, for the next one, can AAC, which would be like a speech device or a picture board, be used for Gestalts? Yes. Meaningful Speech actually has a course on how to support AAC language with Gestalt language. So if you'd like to check that out, please do. But from my own personal experience, TouchChat and SnapCore do have the phrase-based option, which can help support the verbal and visual models that a Gestalt processor may need. And it's also providing them their own way to communicate. You're just using it through a different avenue. And whether it's verbal or through the device, they're still given that option to communicate. So yes, AAC is a beautiful tool to use. For the next one, what are some common myths or misconceptions about echolalia or scripting? This one is tricky because it really depends on whether you are, I guess, in the field of speech pathology. I view echolalia kind of as a strength. It's something that can give me or anyone that I'm working with the idea of, okay, maybe I should do my therapy this way, because if we're being more echolalic, then we can provide the tools and strategies to work with them through the Gestalt language processes way versus the analytical, which mentioned a while back was like word babies. So we know if they're using echolalia, they are immediately imitating or delayed imitating a whole phrase. And so you know, hey, maybe I can try and do my therapy with phrases or sentences. And then I think another one too, a misconception is every kid that's echolalic will be diagnosed with autism. That is definitely not the case. With new research and everything that's coming out, we've now identified that the echolalia is part of a typical language development. And so identifying that early on, you can use it as a strength for your child through therapy. And then the speech pathologist can help aid and support their language growth. All right, so moving into our last question, where can I learn more or get help if I think my child is a Gestalt language processor? My first recommendation is to get on your computer and type in meaningfulspeech.com. She is the person that provides the course, both the meaningful, the Gestalt one, and the AAC one. So if you have concerns, there's a free 1 hour video that gives you a pretty good baseline on things you can do both in therapy or at home. She does a beautiful job on helping support Gestalt processors and getting more information out there on how to support really any language development. So if you're looking for more help, that would be my first recommendation. If you go and look at meaningfulspeech.com and you're like, you know what, I think I would like to look for a speech pathologist. Again, you can type in the state that you're in and find a local speech pathologist that is certified within the course to help support you on the journey. All right. So thanks for listening to Here to Speak, brought to you by Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to follow or subscribe so that you never miss a conversation. For more information on Meaningful Speech and their course, it will be listed in the notes section of the episode. We'll be back soon with more insights, stories, and tools to help support every stage of communication. Until next time, thank you.